Hey y'all, welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I am your host, Dan Scotland. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. Feel free to check out our official Twitter account at icsativapod. You can also find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor, Overcast, Radio Public, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and the Google Play Music Store. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing and you find yourself coming around often, please become a Patreon supporter of this podcast and support us. By supporting us, this helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/iamcannabissativapodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativa podcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. Hey y'all, Mr. Sativa here. Hope you guys are having a very good one. This is our second pre-recorded episode. This is what we're going to be doing going forward. I don't really have the connection anymore. I don't really have the funds to fund said connection to be able to do live streams anymore. I tried doing it at, I throttled OBS down to, I want to say 720. And, you know, towards the end of like a 5 minute video, it wasn't even viewable anymore. I was getting buffering so bad. It was like showing that it was only streaming it at like 500 kilobits per second. Like, that's how bad and choppy it was getting under this new connection. Gotta flipping love Comcast here. So again, I'm not going to be able to really do these videos to the same extent I was able to do it anymore. But we're going to make it do what it do. We'll try to make this work. So right now, in Maryland, they're big marijuana sort of rules the day right now. And, you know, it's not good. It's pretty bad. And because big marijuana and these big marijuana firms rule things, they can sort of price gouge patients and charge way more than is needed for medicine. And it's really a damn shame if you really think about it. And so I'm gonna talk about this this sort of brief article, and I'm going to link in the show notes ways you can contact your lawmakers. All right. So the Maryland Canna Consumer Advocate, a resource for advocates for Maryland's medical cannabis patient consumers. Home grow in 2020. With high prices and flower shortages the new normal, Maryland cannabis patients should not be so patient about home grow. Beginning in June 1st, 2016, the commission may issue the number of licenses necessary to meet the demand for medical marijuana by qualifying patients. With 8 prices for flower appearing to bottom out at $35, but more often in the $45 to $65 range, and flower shortages reported statewide with the current oligopoly of 14 producers appear unable to keep up with the demand to supply a variety of affordable tested flower at reasonable prices. The time has come for the MMCC patients to demand a legal patient home grow and collective grow in 2020. Some Medicaid and veteran patients may want someday be able to apply for subsidized medicine via the yet to be implemented scheduled compassionate use fund. But most of us would prefer to provide for ourselves both the affordability and the variety currently lacking in Maryland's booming $200 market by growing our own cannabis at home or at a shared facility as part of a collective. Whether you seek non-intoxicated potential benefits of consuming steamed or uncooked whole plant, or need to consume large quantities of flower to treat your condition, a nine-figure bank account, nor poverty, nor military service should not be a prerequisite for relief. Bingo. Couldn't have said it better myself. Cannabis shouldn't just be available depending on your wallet, depending on your lack of wallet, or depending on you being a brave woman or man in the armed services. You shouldn't, you know, cannabis shouldn't just be affordable to the impoverished or to the badass in our society. It should be available to everyone who needs it, regardless of their income. And, you know, if you don't believe that, this isn't the podcast for you, because this is, again, as the slogan, as you can clearly see, says, it's cannabis for regular ass people. And I aim to make this a podcast for regular ass people, so they feel welcome and they feel that their needs are centered. And that's what I strive to do here. That's what I aim to do here. And hopefully, you know, in Maryland, we can write to our lawmakers and try to get things like home grow into a reality and make it more tenable for the people of that state to be able to afford it. So again, I hope you guys got a lot out of this episode. We gotta write to our officials in where we are, no matter where we are, what, no matter what province we are, no matter what state, country, you know, territory or whatever, we gotta try to change the regulations in our neck of the woods by writing to our lawmakers, by writing to our parliament, our members of parliament, or whatever system you have in your neck of the woods. We gotta make it known that these officials work for us and not the other way around. So hope you guys got a lot out of this. As usual, I can be found on various different platforms such as Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, Spotify, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. If you like what I'm doing and you find yourself coming around often to it, you can become a Patreon at the link above. You can also support us on PayPal. And you can follow me on the socials. Peace out and ciao. If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are a few ways that you can do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for housing and equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativa podcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can also support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. If you are feeling extra generous, we have $5 and above tiers. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave me a voice message on Anchor. You can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at the phone number 617-466-9389. That is 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. If you are in need of some good CBD products, you can also check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp products. You can check them out by checking out this link, www.bit.ly/33FKRV9. and you can try the following coupon codes: dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, and 15% sign off CBD. And you can use those codes to get a discount on various CBD products on their website. And if you're looking to get inexpensive CBD flower delivered to your door quickly and cheaply in New England, check out bostonhempire.com, where you can get frequent sales on CBD flower and other products such as tinctures and edibles as well too. Boston Hempire will get you cheap CBD flower delivered to your door in New England and the rest of the United States for a very, very good price. And I highly recommend their products too. Feel free to enter the URL https://shop.bostonhempire.com/?REF=D Scotland. Peace out and ciao.